From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome back, Chiefs fans. It is officially July. Camp starts this month, and it's exciting, and I think everybody is ready for it. We have a great show for you, and we're going to work off of some of the things that you told us. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics, as well as the host at RGR Football. And if you haven't seen the videos yet, check those out. We're having a nice little run, and I hope to hear from you guys. And Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm here. It's been a weekend.
Oh, it's been a fantastic weekend for me, so I don't know why you're so just kind of there. But
I've been running ragged. Had a buddy come in from Hawaii that I saw a few weeks ago.
Sorry for you there.
I know. But half my county's on fire, so I've been running around too. So
a lot of forest fires out. Sorry to see that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Not really going to be any news over the next couple of weeks, so we're going to be looking at a couple of different things. I had an idea late last week that I wanted to put some polls out on Twitter and kind of get a feel for where Chiefs fans were thinking that they really want to see Patrick Mahomes and how he would perform this year. So we're going to go over four different tweets, and I do want to real quick thank everybody for their iTunes ratings and reviews. That is very important to us. We really do use those, so I do appreciate it, although I am a little confused on one of them. So I will just throw this out there, and feel free to reach out to us on Twitter if you want to explain, because I'm, like I said, just confused. From SFEIHC, you three are awesome at covering the Chiefs. You just made my favorite podcast on sports better. Awesome news talking about Seth joining us. The only reason I'm confused is we got one star. So.
Oh, well, okay. Sounds positive.
Yeah. And if it's just a mess up, no big deal. I could have sworn I saw it as a 5-star a couple days ago. But if you want to reach out and let us know, it's the first 1-star review that we've gotten. So just
ever.
Right.
Yeah. I hope that's a mistake. Okay, cool.
So I'm just curious, and I think it's worth asking. So.
Yeah, you know, at the same time, if you like what we're doing, I know it's kind of new still, but having Seth on regularly as one of our co-hosts is definitely changing the dynamic, and hope you guys are enjoying it. But let us know on Twitter and what your feedback is, how you like it. So we're eager to see what you all think.
Anyway, let us get down to this poll or these polls that I have. And like I said, I ran four different polls. The fourth one hasn't been up quite 24 hours yet, but it's close enough to where I think we got a pretty good feel for where it's going to land. Before we get there, though, what are your thoughts on where Mahomes should be yardage-wise, TD, INT, and maybe even wins?
You know, I don't even know how to gauge where he should be.
Or where you want him to be.
You know, I will be
this season. Sorry.
Right, right. You know, I will be happy. When you look what he did in college, and even though he was playing with a terrible defense and took a lot of chances, two of the four seasons at Texas Tech, he ended up with a 4-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. The one other season, his sophomore year, I think it was 3-to-1. Those are all decent numbers. They're not great, but they're decent. You know, I mean, Alex Smith was 5-to-1 last season. If he can be anywhere three and a half to four, I think that's a good sign, no matter how much volume that means, whether it's, you know, 20 touchdowns and five or what, or if it's, you know, as astronomical as we think it might get. I think that's the key stat to me. Like, how many times are you putting points on the board in ratio to how many times you're giving the ball to the other team? So that's going to be the key thing for me.
Fair enough. And do you have a yardage number that you're thinking really matters?
No, because I don't care what the yardage is. I think it's going to be bigger. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of shots taken that maybe may not connect, depending on how quickly the league adapts to what they're doing with his arm and his receivers. And I did just do a video that came out Sunday on Mahomes' trio of targets. And that's the whole point is – With two speed guys, plus Kelce, I mean, speed for a tight end for sure. Not, you know, clearly a wide receiver type speed, but they all have such a speed dimension to their game. I'm really interested to see how teams choose to try to defend that. I think what you're going to see is a lot of quarters, a lot of deeper zones, and that may have a kind of a ceiling on the yardage total. So I'm not going to worry about how many yards anybody gets.
Fair enough. How much is it paying you to leave Conley out of that video?
You know, I did touch on him on DeMarcus, though, because if teams do what I think they're going to do and they're going to look to play deeper zones, look to play some quarters type stuff where they can keep everything in front of them, what's going to be in front of them is guys that can get behind that linebacker level but not into the deep zones. And I think that's something that both DeMarcus Robinson and Chris Conley are going to have a lot of ample opportunity to make plays there. So I'm fairly optimistic on all of them.
Well, and one thing that's kind of crazy is I can't remember the last time that I've seen the NFL writers actually saying that the Chiefs wide receiving core was one of the top five in the NFL. And we have seen that a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. So that's very encouraging for the growth of those young guys as well.
Yeah. Well, that coupled with the fact it's not what we thought when they first signed Sammy Watkins. He's not just going to line up at the X on one side of the field and stay there. So the fact that they have three viable guys that can play, or at least they're pushing to play all three positions, that opens everything up in a way that I don't think everybody was prepared for when Sammy first joined the team.
Well, yeah, because like we said, that you know they did mention that he was going to play the X, and it looks like they're obviously changing their minds on that. And how impressive is that to change their minds before you even get to training camp? I mean, that obviously means that he came in and he picked up his position very quickly, and they realized they could give him more, and they could challenge him, and they could make their offense that much more diverse.
Yeah, and I think it was smart. They put some, you know, rather modest expectations out there when he was signed, and he has come on quickly and learned quickly. And Chris Conley's even made public statements about Sammy's the guy, the receiver that Conley's seen pick up this offense the fastest, period. I think that's telling. And so, you know, if that's the case, then adapt and roll with it. And I think they'll take as full advantage as his knowledge of the offense will let them. And that's brilliant.
I would agree. All right, so let's take a quick break here, and we will get back. As soon as we come back, we will be talking about the four poll questions that I had on Twitter. All right, so the first question is, what would you consider a good number for yardage for Mahomes this season? Just real quick, number one answer was 4,000 plus at 36%. Number two answer was 3,500 at 32%. Number three answer was 3,750 at 22%. And only 10% of the respondents said 3,000. What I would like to point out there is that I went back and I kind of gauged this against the top 10 rookie seasons. And yes, I know he's not a rookie, but he's pretty close in my opinion. He's close enough to throw him in this thought process. Right. There's only been three rookie quarterbacks that have thrown for over 4,000 yards in their rookie season. So, to me, I think 4,000 is a little high.
I agree.
Now, he has the receiving weapons for it, absolutely. But I don't think you're going to see 4,000 yards from Mahomes this year. I think you're going to see somewhere 3,500 to maybe 4,000, to close to 4,000, but I don't think he hits over 4. Definitely a possibility with the weapons he has if he has some major games. But the other problem that you're going to run into is if you have him throwing for, you know, 250 yards a game, that's generally also going to mean you're going to be abandoning the run. You're going to be playing up tempo and you're going to be trying to play from behind, which is probably not how Kansas City's going to want to play.
And I don't think that's the way they will have to play. So, and I agree with you. I think that's why the yardage is going to be, I think it's going to be lighter. I think it might come in bigger chunks, but in the reverse of what you just mentioned, if they have a couple of plays and they connect on long passes, like we think that they're going to be able to, they should be up in football games, which means they should go back to running the ball more. And not taking as many attempts. And so maybe that tamps down the total yardage, even though on a per play basis, it might be better than we've seen from Alex Smith the whole time, including last year, which was season highs or career highs. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, the next couple of questions really are going to, it kind of really threw me off just because I'm just surprised at the results from them. The next question I asked was about the touchdown passes. How many, let's see, it's right here. How many TDs would Mahomes need to throw for you to consider it a good season? 4% of respondents say 15 is enough. 25% say he needs to throw 20. 27% say he needs to throw 22. And the number one answer at 44% was 25 plus.
Okay. I have no problem with any of that. I agree. I don't think 15 is enough. That's less than a touchdown a game.
Right.
With his arm and his potential and his targets, he needs to be scoring. In my opinion, he has to get close. You know, 1.5, 1.6 on average, something like that, which would put him at what? In that 24, 25 range. If he gets to 2 a game and you still have Kareem Hunt, I have to think that they're winning a lot of football games at that point.
I would agree with that. 25 is basically 1.5 a game. My big issue with going much over that, 2 rookie QBs in history have gone over 25. And they only threw 26.
Yeah. I agree with you. And here's the thing is I think it's great. And we keep saying rookie because he didn't play but one game last year. But at the same time, having played a year behind Smith, I don't know that you can call it a true rookie. I like the fact that against the grain and the trend that's been going on for the last 10 years in the NFL, that a high quality top draft pick was sat for nearly an entire season and got to learn all of it instead of getting pushed onto the field early, like we always see happen. And so I think that may give him the knowledge factor advantage where he's going to outperform possibly what other rookie season, quote unquote, have been in the past.
Well, and that's certainly possible. I guess my argument against that would be that assumes that Andy Reid changes the way he's played against the at the goal line. Because how many times have we seen Andy Reid get within the 5-yard line and it's run the ball, run the ball, run the ball?
Right.
So,
which I have no problem with as long as you can actually run the ball.
Well, and that's fair. But my point is that that's not going to get the job done. That's not going to get Mahomes the TD numbers that he would need. And granted, you're probably going to see a lot of longer TDs, I would imagine, with his arm and with him going over the top a lot. But, you know, your bread and butter is still going to be within the 10-yard line. And Kansas City really shifted the way that they threw the ball. And that was one of my biggest – and that's one of my biggest things that I've always not agreed with Reed on. And we'll see if he changes this year with Mahomes. But it seems like once the field got condensed inside the 10, the playbook shrunk. And I understand zones get a lot more compressed. I completely get all of that. You know, players can cover a greater percentage of ground. I get that. But if you got a guy with the arm, you use the arm. And I think that is honestly a reason that Kelsey hasn't been that productive when it comes to touchdowns over the past 4 years. And Conley as well.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, the difference for me is, and I do think that they're going to get a lot more red zone plays because I think we're going to see long completions that don't necessarily get all the way to the end zone. So I think they're going to be operating in that 10 to 20 yard range. And the thing that has been sorely missing in the passing game, like you said, as the playbook gets dumbed down inside the 10 yard line, is the two things that I think, Sammy Watkins, his best route might be the slant. And that's been missing from this offense for quite a long time, especially on the goal line. And with a cannon like Mahomes, you're not going to see what happened to Russell Wilson in the Super Bowl. He's going to be able to rifle that in and use the slant where it's useful there.
And the best part about Sammy Watkins is, and if you haven't gone and looked at Matt Waldman's timeline, you need to go look at Matt Waldman's timeline. Sammy is a fingertip catcher.
Yeah.
That's huge on slants.
And folks, we are going to have Matt Waldman back on the show next week to talk about Pat Mahomes specifically with these receivers.
And I'm guessing he'll mention something about his piece on Watkins, because there was a lot of great information there. And like I said, it is huge if you're going to be throwing slants, especially with the arm that Mahomes has, to be using your fingertips as opposed to trying to use your body.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing that we haven't seen with Alex Smith, because he hates throwing them. They don't use the fade. And in college, that was Chris Conley's best route because of his leaping ability. And so I think we're going to see some more of that with Pat Mahomes as well. And so I think the trend might be changing back towards you can throw inside the 10-yard line.
Well, I hope so, because it makes them a lot more unpredictable. Mm-hmm. All right, real quick, third poll question. How many INTs could Mahomes throw for you to still consider it a good season? This one kind of surprised me a little bit. Six or fewer interceptions was 5%, 8 was 12%, 10 interceptions was 38%, and 13 interceptions was the answer for 45%.
I am surprised by that too.
They're willing to give him almost one INT a game, which actually I'm kind of happy about, but it still surprised me.
And I have to say, I can't see him throwing enough touchdowns to make me happy with that number. But if you're talking about a guy playing his first season, I would like to see him under 8. Half an interception a game, basically an interception every other week. I can live with that. I think that's a solid season. Now, if it's put together with a 3-to-1 ratio and he's thrown 24 touchdowns or more, I think that's good. If that's not the case, if he's under 20 and he's still throwing 10, if it's a 2-to-1 ratio again, like I said in the beginning, that's the big deal for me.
Well, and I get that, but I guess the way I'm looking at it is that I'm okay with him throwing almost one a game simply because he's not going to get the experience sitting on the bench regardless. So if you want him to play and you want him to play well over the long haul, he needs to be out there and playing through, even if he throws, you know, two in a game. He needs to play through the slump. You don't take him out because he turns the ball over. He's got to learn what he can and can't do, and the only way to do that is to be on the field.
Yeah, I agree. I don't care what he does. There is no relief pitcher this season. The only way Chad Henne plays is if Patrick gets dinged up.
All right, let's take another quick break, and we will be right back with the last poll question. All right, so the last question that we have, or that I polled, was how many wins do the Chiefs need for you to consider Mahomes having a good season? You know, there's an argument whether or not QB wins is really a thing. And I get that. I don't really want to get into that argument part of it. 5% of the respondents said 7, 14% said 8, 44% said 9, and 37% said 10 or more. So largest was 44% at 9 wins.
I would say if I had been voting, that's what I would have chosen. And this is why. Yes, the defense has gone through an overhaul. It should be more functional. And yes, he's a young quarterback, and it's not – quarterbacks don't get team wins. But here's the thing. You're in there with the most – according to Daniel Jeremiah, which I totally missed a couple weeks ago on his podcast until I got caught up, the most explosive wide receiver in the game in Tariq Hill. The NFL rushing leader from last season in Kareem Hunt, the bulk of the offensive line returning, and a defense that maybe is weaker at points, particularly at left corner, but overall should be a better unit. Well, I would think 9 or more.
And that's fair. And I also would like to throw out, I think it was PFF came out with a stat saying that Hill and Watkins were the two guys that thrived the most in the NFL last year on off-man coverage. So good luck stopping that.
Yeah, right.
And how do you – I mean, do you really want to press him?
If you're a press team, you shouldn't be scared to, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's fair. But that's asking for a lot of trouble.
I think more teams are going to take the Seahawks approach – and try to use guys underneath and play deep coverage in zones. I could be wrong, But I think the old Tampa 2 mentality of keep things in front of you is going to be applicable for a lot of teams playing the Chiefs this year.
Question is, can they?
That
gotta
comes
be,
down
to... Got to be sound on the back. Right. Got to be sound on the back end.
Exactly. And
you got to be dropping quick enough to make sure you don't get burned over the top, because you can't. There's not going to be a team in the league that's going to have safeties that can run with Hill and Watkins stride for stride.
But there are those things, having had that room to maneuver. If they do play reactively and get into their drops well, then it puts the onus back on Hill and Watkins to run crisper, more sellable routes on initial cuts. Yep. To try and get the advantage of that. And I think that needs that's going to take a lot of effort in upping the route running.
No, I do agree. And I do think that is going to be something that they're really going to be working on. And Watkins is a fantastic route runner. So I think that's going to be something that he's going to be good on to begin with. Hill's a guy that needs work on his routes. But considering he was a running back 3 years ago, I think he's passable right now.
Well, it's not really slowing him down much, is it?
Literally or figuratively. No, it's not. All right. So just a quick recap for all of the questions that we asked. So according to the polls, most of our Twitter respondents are expecting Mahomes to throw for over 4,000 yards. Most are expecting to have over 25 TDs. Most are expecting him to have 13 interceptions or more. And then most are expecting to have 9 wins.
Yeah. Whew.
Well, okay. So if he gets to 26 to 13, that's 2-1. Is that still good enough in your eyes?
For me, no. I will be disappointed with that.
Okay.
24-8, I'm okay with. I don't think I have the expectation that he's going to make 3-1. I just don't see that over 16 games. I'd love to be pleasantly surprised, but I think that's the goal for him.
Well, and that's a pretty good goal. Like I said before, the thing that really is going to stick out to me is how does he look progressing throughout the year? And I'm not trying, when I say this, I'm not going to try to compare him to this guy, but I do want to point this out. Peyton Manning's rookie season, 3,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, 28 interceptions.
Yeah.
Not saying I expect that many interceptions. Point is, just because you throw a ton your first year doesn't mean that you're going to struggle the rest of your career. And for me, I'm not expecting 28. I'm not expecting 20. I'm not really even expecting 15. I'm okay with 10 to 12 just because I think he's going to learn from it. Because as we've seen in mini camp and OTA so far, he's still struggling a little bit with zone coverages and identifying everybody dropping into different coverages.
Yeah, and that's fair.
And if defensive coordinators know that now, now there's a lot of time between now and the beginning of the season, but if they know that now, who knows what kind of looks he's going to get.
Yeah. Well, we shall see, but it's good to take the temperature of where everybody is at right now and what they're feeling like. Once camp opens, we'll revisit what the expectations ought to be, but that's where we're at the 4th of July, folks. As we enter the month, the training camp will open in 24 days now. But that's it for us today. And just want to mention, we're not going to have a show on the 4th of July. Hope you have a safe holiday. We will be off as well. So thanks for listening to us today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review. And reach out to us on Twitter, @RyanTracyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.